In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Question 166. Are all obliged to belong to the Catholic Church in order to be saved? All are obliged to belong to the Catholic Church in order to be saved. This is clear, and if you hear anything different, you are simply not hearing the truth. Question 167. What do we mean when we say outside the church, there is no salvation? When we say outside the church, there is no salvation, we mean that Christ made the Catholic Church a necessary means of salvation and commanded all to enter it, so that a person must be connected with the church in some way to be saved. No one can be saved except by being united to the Catholic Church. It is like Noah's Ark, which saved men from the flood. Only through Christ and his mystical body can men be saved. They must be either in the ark of the church, or at least hanging on to the ropes which trail from its sides. Christ himself said, "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe shall be condemned." Now there's a little picture there of Noah's Ark, which, shall we say, did not look like that. It's just a representation. And there don't seem to be any ropes dangling off of the sides, but we'll talk about those ropes later. Suffice it to say, right now, that to be a Roman Catholic is to embrace mystery. It is not a fundamentalist religion. In other words, for example, we say, outside of the church, there is no salvation, but we really have no way to determine precisely who is and who isn't in the church merely by employing law or legal analysis. Question 168. How can persons who are not members of the Catholic Church be saved? Persons who are not members of the Catholic Church can be saved if, through no fault of their own, they do not know that the Catholic Church is the true Church, but they love God and try to do His will, for in this way they are connected with the Church by desire. These are really members of the Church in desire and receive grace through the Church, but we should pray that they actually enter the Church, where there are more helps to be saved. They can, or they might be saved. And there are two great truths here. One, that baptism is necessary, and two, that God is not bound by the sacraments in the sense that he can give grace to whom he wishes. But we have no way of knowing how he might go around, if you will, baptism. Now we need to talk about this a little more, especially this baptism of desire, and that will come up a little later. But again, at this time, baptism is necessary. And certainly we can say, if someone knows the truth, if someone realizes that baptism is necessary, that they even get baptized, that they made the promises of baptism and gave their solemn word before God and man that they would be faithful, and if they knew that truth and then rejected it, well, there isn't a way that such a person could be saved unless they repented of that rejection. Question 169. Why is the Catholic Church called the mystical body of Christ? The Catholic Church is called the mystical body of Christ because its members are united by supernatural bonds with one another and with Christ, their head, thus resembling the members and head of the living human body. When the Father looks down from heaven at the Church, he sees Christ. The Church is Christ. It is his body, of which he is the head and we are the members. When Christ our head looks down from the cross of the Church, he sees Mary. The Church is Mary. She is Holy Mother Church, containing, as it were, all members of the Church in herself, to unite them to Christ our head. Mary is the mother of Christ in the flesh, but in the life of grace, she is his bride. Her divine life came from his, not his from hers. What Pope Pius XII said of the Church is true of her, quote, as a second Eve, she came forth from the side of the new Adam in his sleep on the cross. She is the new Eve leading all her children to the cross, the tree of life, to drink from Christ's open side the living waters of the Holy Ghost, the new wine of holy love. Our Lord showed St. John the meaning of what had happened on Mount Calvary, using Jerusalem as a symbol for Mary, the mother of the Church. Come, he said, I will show thee the bride, the spouse of the Lamb. And he took me up in spirit to a mountain great and high and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. In the midst of the city street, on both sides of the river, was the tree of life. So our love of Mary is great in the Catholic Church, or it should be. And if you go into a Catholic church and you do not see an image of Mary or realize that she is not honored there, you will see a church that is in trouble and is not living according to the will of God.